God bless you all. Wow, I'm so happy I got to be on here today because everybody is just inspiring me, I'll tell you. I was just thinking about Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. And that's exactly what you all are doing. You're proving to me God's will, and you're in the five senses so I can see you. And that helps me a whole lot. I've been really blessed this last week, and I'm so happy for your believing, because it's inspiring me to believe bigger. And I'm beginning to see God work like he wants to in our lives. And I got a call from Sally and Eric. They had to go to court last week. And I've been speaking in tongues with this Richard Bruno's group in Colorado in the morning. And she called me, and I had no idea what God was going to do. But I knew that these people in Colorado were believing God to do something, and I'm beginning to see that that's what it takes. We need to believe God, that God's going to do something, and not go by what we think about the court and about lawyers and everything that we know, because God's wisdom really is from above. He knows so much more than we do. And Sally called me from Florida, and I'm in Texas, so that's a long way, but she's down there doing a good work, and she loves God, and she just thanked me for my prayers and for everyone's prayers. And I know that it wasn't the prayer. She just didn't know how to believe God, and she was thanking me for encouraging her, because that's what it takes. We can pray, but if we're not believing God, our prayers are just only going so high. You know, and we have to go all the way to God. We have to talk to God. We have to know that Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins. We're forgiven. And now we don't have to pray Hail Marys and Our Fathers to get to God anymore. We are connected to God by His being His child. We have eternal life and incorruptible seed because God says so. And that's what we renew our mind to prove what is that perfect and acceptable will of God. And so I was amazed because I didn't expect your phone call, and it just blessed me so much, Lawrence. I'm beginning to see why you just keep on doing what you do, because just one phone call can just be such a blessing and encouraging. And now I'm beginning to see that the devil was really wrong. He was trying to tell me that I wasn't doing anything when I was rightly dividing the word, and I was trying to find out what God's will was for my life. I was doing exactly what God wanted me to do, and the devil just made me more depressed and more depressed. It was horrible. So I'm so glad that God inspired me to get on this Zoom call, because I think you all really saved my life, and you put me right back on the right track where I need to be. And I just thank you so much for being there. I know it's getting late over there, and so I just want you all to have a great night's rest and a great week, the rest of the week. And I love you so much, and thank you for your faithfulness and your faithfulness to God, because you don't just pray. You go to God and you get answers, and you find out what the Word says, and you stand on it. And I am so proud of everybody. Thank you so much. I love you all.